MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 7, 2025. An afternoon fire damages a Rockport home, and a Peabody Health Center gets upgrades. Clouds and sun today, windy, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:39 p.m. Stephen Higgins writing in the Gloucester Times, a midday fire Thursday at a Granite Street home in Rockport sent the homeowner, a local businessman, to the hospital. The man, identified by his ex-wife as Dominique D.J. Tardif Jr., president of Bearskin Neck Leathers in Rockport, was transported by ambulance to Gloucester's Addison Gilbert Hospital. Rockport Fire Chief Mark Watson reported Tardif was taken to the hospital suffering minor injuries. He said no injuries were reported among firefighters on the scene. The fire at 15 Granite Street produced billowing plumes of choking smoke as firefighters worked to douse the blaze. Much of the damage to the home, located near Forest Street, was to the building's second floor and attic. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. Work has wrapped up on the first phase of an expansion project at the Peabody Family Health Center, creating a larger, more dignified space for low-income patients. The 89 Foster Street Clinic treats patients of all backgrounds and focuses on providing care for those without health insurance or who are on Medicaid or Medicare. It is operated by North Shore Community Health, which has similar clinics in Salem and Gloucester. A ribbon cutting at the clinic Thursday afternoon celebrating the upgraded space was attended by local and state officials. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On AutumnLive.com, Luke Acton writes, a new drug and alcohol treatment center, Boston Addiction Treatment, opened its doors Tuesday in Peabody for those in need of support on their rehabilitation journey. Located off Route 1, the over 5,000 square feet area features amenities like a ping pong table and a spacious dining room, all in an effort to make clients feel comfortable and safe while they get help. According to Henry Pappas, a licensed independent clinical social worker, and the center's clinical director, Boston Addiction Treatment offers two tracks for clients with either a partial hospitalization program or an intensive outpatient program. And Matt Petrie's writing in the Newburyport Daily News, the Pawtucket Regional School District and Superintendent Justin Bartholomew recently announced the district will be offering a full day, Monday to Friday, pre-kindergarten option for families entering the district with children as young as 3 years old for the 2025-26 school year. The move comes as the Pawtucket Regional School Committee on Tuesday approved raising tuition rates for the program to cut into a $1.125 million budget deficit to maintain level services. In high school tournament action yesterday, Winthrop won, Essex Tech and Marblehead both lost. The Bruins lost to the Hurricanes last night, and the Celtics beat the Sixers. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.